I'm Frank Lucien. How may I help you?
Hi, Frank. Joe. I'm here to record our afternoon session on the stock market. I want to get your thoughts. It looks like it's a good day.
That's a relative term. If you're selling, it's a great day. It depends if you have something that's up and, you know, not necessarily a great day to buy here because we've had a big up day. But, you know, but it looks good if you're looking at your portfolio and you're looking at our portfolios and you've been doing what we tell you to do because you're probably feeling pretty good right now.
That's
that would be true.
Hear.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that there's a couple new ones that you wanted to tell everybody about. Which ones are they?
Well, you know, I don't. Again, remember, you got to be careful because we got to get them on the website, and we're going to get them out. But you know, there's I like this solar company, and the symbol is JASO. It's a Chinese company that is great on the solar side. And then again, they use photocells. The concept of having product and what's going on in you know, Europe and China are really trying to develop more on the solar energy piece. And I think it'd be a nice stock to own. The symbol is JASO. That's a good choice. I mean, we're going to put it up, so it'll be one that we put in the jumper. It had a great pattern. Just split 4-for-1. So I just had a nice opportunity to buy, and I usually like to buy after a split. And it's J Solar. That's the name of the company.
Okay.
And it's up a little bit today. I'm not jumping off the pace, but I would really think it's a good stock to own. If you're going long on this stock, it's been as high as $25.50, and it's just a good opportunity to buy it right here. Obviously, I prefer a weaker day. So, you know, the oil stocks are down a bit today. So, but I would buy this under 18. It's under 18 right now, so it would be a stock you might want to look at. We've been recommending Rio, and I still love Rio, and it's really running. So people that have bought it should be extremely happy. And I think we're going to reintroduce, and I'm going to recommend this, is a company that I sold. They're called Billington, which is up today again, and that's good news, bad news. So we sold it the other day at $75, and, you know, it's a great stock to own. Very low price to earning. The yield's not great on it, but it's a great company. It's Australia's virtual power in everything. I mean, they own everything. So if someone is looking for another way to be at, now it's outside this country. It's not a U.S. company, but they've had great earnings. They've been a great, diversified resource group, and it's a producer of energy-related products as energy, coal, liquefied natural gas, uranium, petroleum, aluminum, and metals, diamonds. So, you know, those are the large caps of international companies that really withstand very well against a market like ours. I mean, we had if you took a 12-month... I'm sorry?
If you gave me JA Solar and said it's JA, so what are they marking on the other two? What's Billington?
BHP.
BHP, okay.
And I'd buy it under 70 and probably sell it at 80.
Okay.
And we're looking at Rio.
That's RIO.
It is. And we've been there before with Rio. Rio's been a nice company to own. Currently today at $32.59. It's getting close to a high. I mean, it's a great company. Very reasonable PE. Decent, again, another decent year company, a yield company. We've recommended this one for a while. It's headed in a nice run now. It stayed up and went a bad market, so that's a plus. But I think you're going to see it break out here, so it would be an opportunity to buy.
To buy even at 32 change.
Yeah, I would buy it. I mean, it's a good long-term hold, too. It's a diversified metals and mining company again. That's what they do. Rio de Janeiro, they're out of the Rio. You know, so you don't want to dance when you get it.
So what's been going on with your dividend portfolio?
Unbelievable. We've been stressing it and stressing it and stressing it that you should own the dividend portfolios. And, you know, some of the opportunities in the Canadian energy stocks just were phenomenal. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better opportunity to buy them. So we kept stressing buy them, buy them, buy them. And, you know, avoiding the market when the market was bad. And now, you know, as I told you, step into the good companies here because some of these companies have sold off. But anyway, the dividend stocks have all been great. And I don't think we've had anything that hasn't done well on this dividend side. So you wouldn't have experienced all this nightmare, you know, and you get to stay away from the nightmare.
Sure. We were recommending HD. I remember it's one of them. What was some of the others, you know?
PVX, PGH. My favorites would be HD and PVH, so they would be the ones I'd recommend over anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I know that HD's been having a very good run the last few days. You know, 40, 50 cents, 60 cents, it doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, that's a lot of money when the stock's only 20 bucks.
Well, it was 20 bucks. It's now 25, isn't it?
I'm saying, you know, those incremental 30, 60 cents, you know, added up to 5 bucks over the last month. So that's,
well, the interesting part about that is, if for people that are, you know, that have been watching that stock, you know, or have been owning it, I mean, I own a lot of it, so it's one of my pillars in my portfolio. You could have kept buying it all the way through here and bought it all the way down, and it's starting to make its move back up. And when it gets near 28, we're going to probably say you might want to sell it. So it's still a buy here, but it's getting to be more of a be careful because it's moving up so well, really moving up. Another stock that fell off from all the way up into the 60s is the India. Now, India is going to slow down, but India's large cap, which we have in the dividend place, symbol IFN, It really is a steal here. You got a PE of only 2.2, and that's a little bit low. We talked about Frontline. Now, we told you to buy under 42. We probably have to adjust it because Frontline is working its way back into the 45 range here, and it still has some run to get to 47, 48. So all these cautionary moves, we got PVX under $12 on our screen. I really wouldn't miss it. You know, if you can buy it anywhere at this level, it's going to get to $12. But remember, it pays this wonderful dividend. It's paid monthly. PWE was all the way down to in the early low 20s. It's worked its way back to almost 27. PGH, which doesn't move a lot, pays a great dividend, is down in the mid-17s. And then even some of our, you know, diversified dividend funds are still paying those nice dividends. They don't move as much. But PHT has come from nothing, and it's worked its way back to 16 and heading towards 18, which is an exit strategy. RSO, big dividend. That's a REIT, but it's you know, it has to distribute its money. MPW, wow, have we done great on that? All the way down. I mean, the dividend play, if you are a person that's afraid of the market, you want to be there. It's just been great. But now, again, it's starting to get to points where, you know, some of these are going to be profitable enough to take some bigger dividends. So those are your choices. But in the jumpers, you know, we've done great on the jumpers. We've given you some new ones and added some opportunity, taken some out of there that we sold Apple at 200 and Apple's at 1.25. Is that something or what?
Wow.
Sold it. Now, here's an interesting one on the other side of that. We added some other plays in there that were, you know, kind of in the midway. We put TBSI on, which is a dry bulk carrier. It's gone nuts. I mean, it's done terrific. So it's a little out of range now from a price standpoint. Joy Global, which we told you to buy, now is running towards 100. That's a coal mining and equipment giant. So you know, as you're looking through this, the opportunities to buy, there's all kinds of them. And on the other hand, a lot of them are really moving up. You have to buy when you can. DFX, we say buy under 27. We're looking at 30 right now. I mean, it's at 30. Our exit strategy is 35, but You really need to buy when you see it there. And I know that's we're not telling you to jump off and buy out, put all your money there, but it added a whole new dimension. AMX, we had it at 57 just a couple days ago. Today it's almost $62. And that's what you get if you play this type of portfolio. We're not our objective on the jumpers is to find Microsoft, I think, is a steal in here. $28, it's looking for support up at this number, and it should get it. You would almost have to be it would be almost impossible if you bought a stock like Microsoft at 28 or 27 to not see 31, 32. It would be impossible.
Yeah.
It'll happen. So we've got some excitement. I mean, you know, considering how volatile this market is, if you play our strategy and stay within our strategy, you know, VIP, Russian Wireless Company, and we told you to buy below 35, you had lots of chances to buy it. It's going to run to 45, and it's running right now. That's exciting. I mean, it's exciting and it's also profitable.
Well, that's the name of the game, isn't it?
I hope so. It's a question of you doing it. You know, I mean, I'm sure there are lots of people out there that are saying they're losing a lot of money, and I think the reality would be if they're not being patient, looking for good companies at the right prices, and exiting once they hit those numbers, that's not our fault. I mean, it's theirs. So we're going to continue to look for opportunities to buy. We're going to look for opportunities to sell, and we're going to weed out the ones that we just think, you know, it's not going to happen, or it's not going to give you the return. And we're going to replace them with stocks that we think have. And remember, you know this when you look at the portfolio, that we have a lot of international stocks here. We've got diversification between healthcare and other stocks in here. I mean, we try to give you a good diverse base, so you don't pick one. So,
right.
You know, the objective is to give you a diverse base, which, give you some information on the stock without confusing you. I've seen a lot of websites that give you a million different things to look at, and we really don't want to give you a million different things to look at because it'll confuse you. You know, we're not trying to confuse anybody. We're trying to give you some good selection and some good opportunities. Looking for stocks, we picked this ESRX. We just bought it, and it's coming up real nicely. All of a sudden, there it comes. And it's a script. It's a pharmaceutical. You know, it wasn't made to be overly aggressive. It was just meant to get you what you needed. So that's what Freedom Road's all about, isn't it? I mean, that's what we want it to be, is a diversified opportunity and that can hold up against a tough market. And there's no argument to me that this is a tough market. I mean, I think we have a lot of challenges in the financial arena. We really haven't gone there, too, in the stock picking side. You'll notice we stay away from it. And I know that there's been some extreme positive volatility and negative volatility there. I just don't really know that I want to see everybody going through the volatility index as crazy as it can be.
Sure. Well, listen, I will give you a call tomorrow and we'll touch base and pick up and see what else we can put out there for our friends who are listening.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Always a pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.